November's back again, but before I talk about what's coming up this month, I'd like to say a few words about the last big event of October, which was, of course, the partial eclipse of the sun on the 23rd. A lot of people who watched it, including me, could see a dark sunspot on the southern hemisphere of the sun, even without magnification. This was, and is, a monster sunspot as big as Jupiter, and it even has a name, sunspot AR12192. Sunspots are regions where the sun's magnetic field is especially strong, and this one is very active. It's been releasing solar flares, which are just what they sound like, brief eruptions of bright, high-energy radiation. Some of AR12192's eruptions are up there with the most powerful of the solar flares, and these are capable of endangering astronauts and spacecraft, and they can also disrupt navigation and communications. If you want to see a video of a big flare escaping from this sunspot, NASA's Orbiting Solar Dynamics Observatory has a nice video online. After the sun goes down, the Great Square of Pegasus comes out high in the south, and it moves into the southwest. If you look north of the Great Square and you find Cassiopeia, the constellation that looks like an M or W, you may find a faint oval smudge about halfway between them. That's the Milky Way's closest large neighbor, the Andromeda Galaxy, and it's now very close to directly overhead, so this is a great time to see it. I highly recommend binoculars. In the morning sky, Jupiter's still high in the east, moving into the south by dawn. It's so bright, you can't miss it. Earth is catching up to Jupiter, and that makes the planet rise earlier and put more sky between it and the sun from our point of view. Now, Jupiter is 90 degrees west of the sun, which is a position called west quadrature. This is also where you find the last quarter moon, and as if on cue, but actually by coincidence, a last quarter moon joins Jupiter the morning of November 14th. The moon is precisely at last quarter phase at 9:16 a.m., or just 12 hours after Jupiter is. But while the moon is waning and moving east from night to night, Earth's motion keeps sweeping Jupiter west with the stars. In just a few months, Jupiter will be 180 degrees from the sun, and that's where we find the full moon. And speaking of full moons, we get a lovely one on the evening of November 6th. When it rises, which happens at 4:45 p.m. in Grand Marais, it'll be less than an hour past the instant of perfect fullness. So this is one of the roundest moons we'll ever see. It's called the Full Beaver Moon in honor of the industrious rodents that are now busy getting their lodges ready for winter. That's all for now, and happy star watching.